It's TechSmart. I'm Lee Schneider. We're focusing on entrepreneurs in this edition of TechSmart who have taken a once uncommon but now increasingly common route to success. They left college to pursue their dreams. With me today is Will Mitchell, Director of Marketing for Affluence.org and founder of Startup Bros, a 22-year-old entrepreneur who dropped out of school to pursue his entrepreneurial dreams. Welcome to the podcast.
Thanks, Lee. Glad to be here.
So tell me a little bit about Affluence.org and moving on to Startup Bros. How did that play out for you?
I got started with Affluence.org through my father, actually. My father was the founder of Affluence.org. So he kind of took me under his wing there. And at the time when I founded or when I was involved with Affluence, that was my freshman year of college. So, it was kind of, really discouraging almost to go to classes every day and then, come home and work on, a really exciting startup, and do, doing what I love, which is building businesses. So that was, in that company, that's when I first started to see, where my route would go with college and everything. But so I stuck with Affluence for a year or two. And Affluence, by the way, is a it's a social network for you have to have a verified net worth of over $1 million. So when people apply, we would. We had a team that would basically go out into public records and try to verify their net worth. And, that was the application process for that. But in 2010, we sold Affluence. We ended up selling it, I think, for $1.9 million. So it was a pretty decent, 2 year, launched it and 2 years later sold it for $1.9. So definitely, when I started seeing numbers like that, I really started to just lose my nerve almost with college. But from there, I became pretty deeply involved in internet marketing, became a offline marketing consultant, and eventually launched Startup Bros. And Startup Bros is basically just an educational community for entrepreneurs to share what they are learning through their business experiences. I mean, that's kind of my route.
You talk about college, kind of comparing going to courses and seeing what college was like versus the excitement of doing something you really loved. And at that point, it was Affluence.org. Is there a bigger reason why college wasn't right for you that you could pass on to others? In other words, is there kind of a paradigm here? Because lots of people would say, yeah, I really like skateboarding, so I want to do that instead of college. But obviously, that wouldn't be a good enough reason to leave college. So Right. Is there a big reason or a big connection that you could make with your experiences in school and then your experiences in the business world?
you say, is there a big connection? I wish there was a connection between, in my perspective, I don't see a lot of connections between the things that I learned in school and the things that I learned in business and entrepreneurship. But again, I don't think college is inherently harmful for all people. But if you're an entrepreneur who knows what they want to do with their life and knows that they want to change the world and has that boundless passion, that energy, I don't see how college is going to help someone with that mindset.
So then it's possible that there are things that you learn in the real world that college doesn't touch, right? I mean,
absolutely.
What might some of those things be?
I would say almost everything that I've learned and apply on a daily basis and apply to, increase my earning potential, increase my ability to build a business or change the world. I think I really can't put my finger on many things at all that I picked up in school from that, to that end. But again, school can give you structure. It can give you, a structure, a set of rules and things like that. And I think it can be good for people, that don't have that structure yet. But, again, if you're if you're, you know, an 18-year-old entrepreneur and you already have been launching businesses for a couple of years, it, you know, you see the potential, you see the disconnect between the material that you're being forced to cover and regurgitate. You're going to see the disconnect between that and the real world and what you're actually applying in the real world. So I think it's just going to get harder and harder for anyone with a real passion to get anything good out of college.
Wouldn't that be an argument, though, for fixing the curriculum? Like, let's say I made an unlikely proposal to you. I want you to be a teacher, you know, that you could tell other people what you... Now, you're probably not going to do that, but, you know, someone might argue, well, let's then, if college isn't relevant or college isn't providing the information that these entrepreneurs have leapfrogged to because they've already found success, why shouldn't we fix college? Or do you think that it's not just, it's not worth it to fix college and people should do real world experience?
I don't think that there's no use of, you know, education for entrepreneurs, of course. But, you know, when I was in college, I saw a lot of, you know, I would have to go to some business class and read a book that, and, you know, go, not even study a book freely, but, you know, go answer a whole bunch of questions about a book that I had read 5-6 years ago and understood better than the teacher in many cases. If you go to the source material and, you know, like one of the things I like to do is take two directly opposing ideas and go to the source of those ideas and then really read yourself independently what those people's opinions are and how they form those opinions, and then, you know, freely and independently come to a conclusion, have your own internal debate in your head between those two opposing ideas. Which again, you know, if I think it's possible for college to reform itself into something like that, but, you know, and until they show some sort of initiative towards it, I'm not really confident in their ability to, because it's just so monopolized at this point, so controlled by, you know, a few big companies and, you know, things like that.
Well, it's also a thought process which has sort of stopped, meaning that things are changing so quickly in the online world, in the business world, and the courses that they're teaching in schools are sort of the same things and the same principles that they were teaching a while ago. Now, it's true that certainly there are eternal verities and eternal principles that aren't going to change, but so much has changed that I think that people look at that and go, huh, you know, why do I need this?
Right.
Let's say if you're going to look at the universe of people out there thinking about this, they're entrepreneurs or would be entrepreneurs, and they believe themselves to be the next Will Mitchell or the next Zuckerberg, Jobs, Dell, or Gates. And let's say they've decided, oh, I don't really need to continue with college. That I know what I need to know. Well, how do you know that? Let's ask that question a different way. What characteristics does a startup person or entrepreneur really need to make it?
If it's an entrepreneur and it's someone that's saying, you know, that comes to that conclusion when they're going into college, that's able to say them to themselves confidently, you know, and not arrogantly, that, you know, I could be the next Mark Zuckerberg, or, you know, I'm reasonably confident that I can make a lot more of myself and my life by not going to college. I think the only thing you need to look at is yourself, because, you know, you need to seriously analyze yourself and figure out if you're willing to do what it takes to be an entrepreneur, you know, like a real entrepreneur, because now it's becoming a trendy thing. But, you know, you have to understand what being an entrepreneur means, the daily grind that that for some reason that class of people called entrepreneurs enjoys and other people, you know, don't like.
Right. I think that's a really good point, that one thing you're saying is self-examination is important, a really clear view of yourself. But you're also saying that there's this kind of glam image of the social network style entrepreneur where everything's a lot of parties and getting bigger and bigger offices. And what I can see is the reality is it's a lot of time spent and, a lot of roller coaster stuff, emotionally, financially, and otherwise. Not only from the bootstrapping people, but from the people who are backed with a lot of money. You know, it's kind of a roller coaster.
You have to be an entrepreneur as a person. An entrepreneur can't be your job, your profession. You have to be an entrepreneur. And I think many people are starting to see entrepreneur as a sort of profession. And I don't think that's what it is. I think it's a lifestyle choice.
Yeah, right. A kind of a calling or something like that.
Yeah, because your whole life is, pretty much from the moment you wake up to the moment you go to bed, at least the really good entrepreneurs I know, they're thinking of ways, how can I possibly fill the time I have with, how can I get more out of that time all the time?
Yeah, right.
So it never ends.
Right. Are there a few things that you learned from real world scenarios that didn't ever come up in college? Are there a few, like, five or four things that you could tick off that were real world things that you found when you got into this for real?
There's probably four or five main things, but I mean, like I said before, almost everything I learned about entrepreneurship and business was learned in entrepreneurship and business and not in college. I would love to say college made me more sociable, but it only makes you more able to fake conversations with random people who in the long run only serve to pull your career down for the most part. But what I really learned in college was how to hold my booze. What I learned out of college was literally everything else I know and rely on, not just in business, but in politics, economics, sociology, psychology. Almost everything I learned was while avoiding school and self-guiding my education. I've yet to meet the economics finance major. That was my major. So, mm-hmm. I've yet to meet the econ major who knows anything close to what I know about economics. And I don't say that in any bragging or arrogant way, but it's a saddening experience to talk with an economics graduate these days, because they simply just repeat things out of the book they're given and call it knowledge. Mm-hmm. They don't even understand the point of knowledge or thinking anymore. It's all just regurgitation of this information, and then they feel that that they're smart for that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's sad to see smart people end up like that,
Well, what gets tested really fast is the ability to think on your feet, which really mm-hmm. means the book learning is great. And for some people, I think college is a very helpful form of incubation. They're hatching something, they're thinking about something, they're deciding on directions, and all of that I think is really valuable. But if someone has already decided on a direction and probably has the chops and passion to make that happen, arguably then you need to experience that. You need to think on your feet. You need to react to things, and you need to really know what you know. And,
right.
Just taking a test or something like that doesn't really tell you what you know. It tells you about the ability to take a test.
Right. Yeah, I couldn't agree with you more there, especially, because, if like you said, if they don't have that passion, if they don't have that clear path already, that calling, then I think that's one of the main functions of college these days, is to find your calling and find a purpose. But again, if you're, if you're sitting there at the front of it saying, well, I already know what I'm going to do on the other end, and you're just sitting there, trying to think of how to make it worth your while, then it's probably not going to be a good experience for you.
Yeah. What would you recommend to somebody thinking about dropping out and thinking about getting into their tech or doing their startup? What factors should they consider when they look into themselves? What should they see?
If you're going to be an entrepreneur, you have to know that it's a complete lifestyle. Like, it's not a profession, it's not a hobby, it's a complete mindset. You're going to think differently than 95% of people you meet out there. And that's just how it is. I think entrepreneurs really need to have an undying passion to be the best entrepreneur they can possibly be. They need to have a burning passion and need to change the world. Entrepreneurs are the type of people who are somehow born thinking about their legacy and what people will think when they're gone. They're out there to prove to the world that their ideas and their action alone can make the world a significantly better place. Anything less than that feeling, I think they're going to be missing. I think it's going to be impossible for them to hit the second most important thing for an entrepreneur, which is persistence. So, you know, if you don't have that undying passion and that undying need to change the world, and you won't stop until you do it, then I don't think being an entrepreneur is for you.
Mm-hmm. It's also this ability to really see into yourself clearly, you know, in the sense of, it's not like you get up in the morning and say, I feel like doing this, but you can really say, I feel like doing this for the rest of my life.
Right. They're very in touch with, you know, themselves and kind of their desires and why they desire things and how to set up their lives in the future. So, yeah, they're very forward thinking and very analytical of themselves.
Mm-hmm. Tell me a little bit about how this tracks into Startup Bros and how that's helping people and what you really want to get out of that and what you want people to get out of it.
Me and Kyle, who's the other founder of Startup Bros, this is probably our sixth or seventh business together, and we've been launching businesses together since our senior year of high school. So we've always kind of made businesses that throw it in the face of college, but that's kind of what this business is, Startup Bros. It's kind of us, our statement to the world saying you don't need college to be a successful entrepreneur, and to try to show people how easy it can be to be a successful entrepreneur. Because, you know, the way people are brought up now in American society is they're basically conditioned to believe to a certain extent that college is necessary to do anything great. And it's just not like that at all. I think every person out there has greatness in them. They just have to figure out how to let it come out and how to optimize it, you know.
You could look at the money capital part of college, in that there is a statistic you quoted that you would make $1 million more, but of course most people are paying a lot of money to go to college, even more and mm-hmm. more, so that offsets the so-called $1 million more.
Right.
And then there are the unseen things like the social capital and connections that people make with each other, and there's the people who need to learn how to learn and need to learn how to find a passion. And
yeah.
I think college serves people in many ways, but that's one way that serves people well.
Yeah, I absolutely agree. Yeah, and I'm sure after everything I just talked about, I'm sure I come off as someone who's just completely opposed to college. But, you know, I think college does have a lot of good use still. Just not, you know, if you're an entrepreneur, like I'm sure you were at that time, and I was at that time, and a couple of my friends were at that time, you can see a difference between the mindset of a true entrepreneur at that stage and someone who doesn't really know what they want in life. So, I mean, specifically for entrepreneurs, I think college is probably harmful. But
why harmful, though? Yeah, it is useful, but why harmful? I mean, what's it going to hurt?
You know, from my perspective, I see colleges as a shell of what they once were. You know, colleges used to encourage independent thought. They used to encourage original, disruptive thinking. And, you know, of course, it really depends on your opportunity costs and your aspirations, because there are a lot of respectable jobs that need college for arbitrary reasons, but nonetheless, they need the college degree. But for entrepreneurs, it's just not like that. And the opportunity cost for an entrepreneur is always going to harm them. Business is a real world activity that I think needs to be learned through experience and can't be learned in a classroom. And even if it was learned in a classroom, you still wouldn't be under the pressure you would be if you were taking real entrepreneurial risks. So, you know, I think the way I saw college as an entrepreneur, looking into myself, like you said, when I was 20 and looking at dropping out, I didn't see that it was going to be worth it for me. I saw it as an excuse to not go out there and take the real risk that I should be taking. So I guess if you're an entrepreneur, just make sure you're not making that mistake and just not, because if you know for sure you're going to be an entrepreneur and you're going to start launching businesses, why wait 4 years?
Well, this is very thoughtful. Thanks for joining us on the podcast today.
Oh, yeah. Thank you, Lee.
That's it for the podcast today, and thanks for joining us. Our theme music is by David Helpling. Ha ha ha!